Joined here by the head coach of the Tri-County Lady Mustangs. Working our way through a Davies County Tuesday afternoon. Taryn Douglas talking some Mustang softball with us. This is a wild game. Figured it might be, but a week ago today, the Mustangs beat Grundy R5 for victory number one of the season, 24-14, and looking at a lot of conference play this week at Mercer tonight. Gilman City at Jamesport Thursday, and that's the makeup game, or maybe the makeup game is the one at Gilman City. That might be the case, but it's going to be unique, Coach. You get to play the Hawks back-to-back nights, which I was talking with Gilman about that. That's going to be a challenge for both teams.
Oh, absolutely, and especially since we've already seen each other in the Jamboree that we had at the beginning of the season. Yeah, that's going to be quite the turnaround because you wouldn't think that it should be a pretty good hitting fest, I would say, because if you play a team back-to-back, I would figure even though you're seeing a little different pitcher, third time we played them, we've seen them at some point or another.
That game last Tuesday, I remember getting the Wednesday sportscast going, and 24-14 looks like a football score. That's a lot of runs that the girls
yeah.
put up. But obviously you're able to get your hitters going that night.
Yes, we did great. We did a really good job making very good solid contact with the ball. I had several girls that went 3 for 6 that night, which is crazy to think that you got 6 at bats, but I mean, we did very good job. Everybody got on base either one way or the other, either getting a walk or getting a hit. So that was great for that was very encouraging for all the girls because they were very excited, like, hey, like, I can do this. And I mean, it was just nice to see that it was definitely a team effort that night. It wasn't just one or two girls.
I've seen really good teams that, you know, once they're able to put the ball in play and get on base, they kind of have the speed and, you know, daring base running and those things to create some havoc on the bases. That's, in a lot of cases, that really kind of, you know, it bothers the defense because the offense always feels like it's a step forward. Did you kind of get that sense that once your girls got on the bases, they were really able to get a lot of things going?
Yes, at times. Again, being so young, a lot of it is experience, and that night there were several passed balls, and there were times where the girls would look at me. I coach at first, and then I got my assistant over at third, and they'd be like, do I go? And I'm like, well, that's not necessarily something I can tell you. That's something you got to be able to read the ball, and especially depending on how it comes off the backstop, depending where you're at. So, I mean, for several of the girls, yes, it was very good overall that night just because them all getting on base, they got to actually have some on-base experience. I mean, again, there's only so much you can do in practice with your base running to make it live for them. But I think it's definitely something I have voiced with the girls that I want us to become more aggressive on the base paths. But until we get to that comfortability of, you know, them knowing the situation and how aggressive to be, I mean, we're just not quite there yet.
It's interesting you bring that up because I did the Hamilton-Trenton game last night, at least for Trenton. I know Coach Stillwell over here would mention this with me when I talk with her later this week. You know, if you're trying to decide, like, you get a hit to the outfield, do you take second base? The moment that you hesitate and you think, maybe I don't want to take it, you better not go at that point because hesitation will kill you. And that kind of, they got caught in between. And really, that's just kind of, you can't look at Coach for that. That's just experience.
Exactly. And, you know, the ones that have played, they don't hesitate. They'll just listen and go. There's other, you know, the ones that not so much experience, they'll hesitate or they'll turn around and say, like, what? You want me to go? It's like, well, not now. And then, you know, you about have a full-on conversation with them by the time they get back to first because they don't know, they don't understand what's going on. But, yeah, it's definitely a trust and an instinct thing there. It's just the whole, where do you hit the ball at? Do you think with your speed you can make it to second? It's just a lot of things that the girls don't realize that they can make that decision on their own.
We know that the team is youthful, so they're kind of learning on the fly. But was Thursday, especially coming off a nice win over Grundy Tuesday, was Thursday's shutout loss to East Harrison particularly disappointing?
It was a little bit of a wake-up call, I feel like. I kind of think that, like, Tuesday was great for us against Grundy. The girls were very amped. I was very excited for them, and I saw a lot of good things. And since we have played our first game, we have continuously improved. But then when we went to East Harrison, that was our first game traveling. Middle school played before us. I kind of think that part of us thought that we were going to show up and it was going to be a decent game and that we didn't necessarily have to, I guess, do our jobs per se. And so I think that was kind of a rude awakening, because I could tell, like, the girls were pretty frustrated with themselves after the game. And I just said, hey, you know, like, we got to show up too. Like, just because we won last night doesn't mean that they're just going to lay down for us. Like, we have to come and do our jobs too. I mean, defensively, we really struggled. I thought we kind of backtracked a little bit from where we had been for the past couple games. But, I mean, it's just, again, it's a growing pain. I just told them it's part of it. It's just something you got to learn. You got to show up regardless if you have to travel or not travel or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, got to flush that one. That one's in the loss column. Nothing the girls can do about it at this point. Schedule repeated again here. Mercer tonight on the road. Mercer's playing really well. So that will be a challenging ball game, you'd figure, for the Mustangs tonight. Gilman City at home Thursday, and then a trip to Gilman City on Friday. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck with the road trip up to Mercer tonight.
Thank you. No problem, Tom. Thank you very much.